Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an Entel Studios production that is enhanced with Entel technology. To see pictures, articles, and links of what's being discussed, download the Entel app by going to entale.com.
Hello and welcome to Making the Cut. I'm Davina McCall.
And I'm Michael Douglas.
And this is the show where we recommend all types of things for you to see, watch, feel, listen to, look at, learn from.
Taste.
And taste. That's a good one.
It's a good one. Well, we're going to taste something, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And we see if it makes the cut. And if it does, we bring it to you. So what have you been up to this week?
I continued my journey with Dawn French this week and the publicity of her book.
Did we talk about how lovely she is?
Probably, yes. She is very, very lovely.
I mean, because I grew up with Dawn French.
No, well, me too.
And I love her in quite an unhealthy way.
Yeah. What is your favourite sketch, you think, of those two? Because
well, one of the ones that I really remember, and it's I mean, there's millions. Mm-hmm. I did love the Bros ones.
Oh, yes.
The Bros ones were so funny. Any time they played men, really, the two guys in the pub.
Yeah, we were brothers, yeah.
Or, Bros. Oh, God.
Sonia was Sonia? A cracker.
That was it. But one of my favourite ones was just her and Jennifer sat in a room and they'd been listening to Learn French tapes. And so they'd been listening to the learning French, repeating, répéter, écouter, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And they were like, okay, we've got it. We've learned French. So let's stop now. And then after we stop this, we will not speak any English at all.
Oh, brilliant.
And of course, they can't speak French, right? But it's just so funny because they're really trying to talk to each other without talking, but using French words, but they can't remember anything. And it's such a daft, it's such a simple concept. And it is so funny.
Well, she was telling me that her and Jennifer have done a podcast on Audible. You know, Audible, they're obviously paying various celebrities to do podcasts, I think. Because Coogan's done one as Partridge, of course, from The Oat House, which I still haven't listened to. But if you're already subscribing to Audible, I think Dawn and Jennifer have done like 6 or 8 episodes of the podcast. Yeah.
I am subscribed to Audible.
Yeah, well, have a look and see what it's like.
Oh, my God.
Well, that'd be quite a nice thing to delve into. Because they're a brilliant couple. My favourite has to be the Baby Jane one.
Oh, my God, that was amazing.
It's so good. And I didn't know what that was. I'd never heard of the film or anything. Yeah. I was too young.
Yeah.
I just loved this black and white sketch they did where she said, look what I can do with my fully workable legs. And she starts hopping and dancing around and all the rest of it. I don't know. There's so many brilliant ones, but they're worth a gander on YouTube and just have a look for some French and Saunders
sketches. And Dawn didn't have to do anything.
No, she is just very funny.
Dawn could just stand there. Mm. And we'd all start laughing.
Yeah, she's a joy to spend some time with, actually, because it is always very, very funny. Mm. We're always rolling about laughing. Yeah. So, yes, I finished doing a bit of work with her. I did my usual weekly hair talk, thanks to everybody who comes along to that.
That's quite a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's turned into quite a thing.
And
I really was annoyed this week. I missed it. Mm, it's so annoying.
I had the trichologist on this week. So if you're interested in hair loss due to the menopause or other reasons, or you're suffering with greasy hair, greasy scalp, stuff like that. I had a trichologist on this week called Eva Proudman for 20 minutes. And we talked about those two subjects specifically. Did you know that there's a hair-friendly HRT and a hair-unfriendly HRT?
No.
Yes. So if your hair is struggling, you could essentially swap to the hair-friendly HRT that's better for your hair. Some people it doesn't have any effect on, but some people it does.
Oh.
It's quite good,
isn't
it?
My God.
So she's called Eva Proudman, MIT, on Instagram. She posted these two HRT types that you can get from your doctor. So that was good. And then she's given me a list of ingredients that you should look out for in various shampoos if you're suffering with greasy scalp. Lots of people have greasy scalp and dry ends, and your daughter suffers quite a bit, doesn't she? Yeah. So I'm going to post all this on my Instagram page probably at some point this week. We're recording this on Tuesday, by the way. But it was great because as much as I do know a lot about the world of hair and scalp and all the rest of it, because I've been doing it for such a long time.
There's always more to learn, isn't there?
Yeah, when you get a doctor on and you can actually grill them about specific things and get feedback from the listener or the viewer. So that's on my Instagram page, MD London. The Eva Proudman one was last week. And then, you know, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. So I've been doing that. And then I did the thing for OGX. They're a big shampoo brand. They're enormous,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, firstly, their bottle is like, it's crazy big.
It is. And what they've done very cleverly is put all the back of pack copy onto the front of the pack. So you can just read it and see what it does. But they're really great. I love that shampoo and conditioner and stuff like that. Lots of people say, would you recommend a shampoo and conditioner? Probably. I recommend OGX. Oh, of course, yeah.
So I have spent quite a lot of time with you.
Yes.
The last 3 days. Mm-hmm. And the biggest bit of news that I have to tell about you in the last 3 days is that I got a blister on my foot, really bad blister, actually, and it hurts a lot, and then it burst, and it was very painful. And I said, have we got any plasters? We didn't have any plasters, and you went, would you like me to make you one? I mean, that is amazing. You made me one.
I made you a plaster out of some sellotape and some toilet paper.
It's like being in Blue Peter. Yeah. It's really amazing.
It'd be interesting to see how long it lasts. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think if we've not got it, surely we could make it.
Like the way you think. I love that.
No, we're good.
Yeah. You. Who's going to start?
You can start, because I've prattled on about myself.
I am going to talk about Marc Rabelais. Rabelais, yeah.
Yeah.
So you know him.
Yes.
I've shown him to you.
Oh, I'm completely inspired by this guy. He's on the Instagrams, right?
This guy is amazing. So he is American and he's a DJ, really. Okay. And he DJs in America only, but he's been brought worldwide fame and reputation by going on Instagram and Facebook. And he's basically, he does socially distanced gigs in America still now. So even though America's kind of heading into lockdown, he's still working. But I was just thinking, like, what are the words that I would describe him? Mm-hmm. How would I describe him? And I was thinking energized, angry, passionate, talented, amazing musicality. He's got crazy rhythm.
Yeah.
He's got this unique, his USP is that he mainly performs online in hotel bedrooms, his bedroom, any kind of bedroom anywhere, but just with his loop machine and a microphone. And he goes nuts, but he's usually in a really bizarre pair of pants and a dressing gown.
Yeah, sort like of a silk kimono or something.
Hugh Hefner-ish type of thing. And the other thing that I love is that I think what the music industry is massively lacking at the moment is renegades. Musically, I'm missing the really badly behaved pop stars.
Oh.
I miss Oasis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I miss throwing televisions out of hotel windows. Everybody has become so frightened of the tide of shaming that sort of happens on social media when a band puts a foot wrong or does anything naughty, or and parents now have a voice online where they can say this is so horrific, and really it's a bit of anti-establishmentarianism where like people just want to rebel a bit. This guy is it. So on his website, which is marcrebellet.com, and you spell it MarcRebellet billet.com. I went to the About section on his webpage and there is a picture of him. There's no pictures of him trying to look really smoking hot.
Yeah, yes.
Which you would expect sort of a DJ to try and do. Mm. He looks like he's completely possessed by the music demon.
Yeah.
And instead of just saying scroll, it says scroll the fuck down. Which I just really, really like.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of writing him a description of himself, a longtime fan from France wrote a description about me that I could never hope to match, so I'll let her words speak for me. It was just an amazingly, brilliantly written bit of blurb that she wrote. It's very, very funny.
So that's the about section on his website.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
He sings he sings about rape.
Yes.
What he does, I think he ad-libs.
Mm.
So he gets angry about something. So he'd be angry about that rape happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd just say, stop that rape, no more rape, one more rape, no more rape. Mm-hmm. That, like, he starts... It's like chanting. It's like he's on some kind of march.
We gotta stop with all of this rape now. We gotta stop with all of this rape, y'all. We gotta stop with all of this rape now. We gotta stop with this motherfucking rape now. And listen, stop that rape. You gotta stop that rape.
And I know that sounds really weird, but when you watch one of his pieces, so the second one that this girl talks about is a lyric that says, big birds can't fly. No, it would be terrifying. number three, don't bother Jenny while she's cooking by playing didgeridoo, especially under the couch. I mean, nothing makes sense because when you're freestyling, you've just got to think of any old word and everything works. Don't bring Sheila to a restaurant if you have a mortgage.
Maybe it's about the fact that we haven't been able to afford our mortgage payments for almost a year. Do you know what that does to me? Do you know what that's doing to us?
Jesus Christ. I've been out of work for...
And whoop, whoop, bada-bada-bada-bada, bap-bap-sa-bada, pata-bada-bada-bada, rinka-dicka-dicky, dicka-dicky-dink. This is what you're in for. But what I love about him is he's also just unbelievably talented.
One more time. Oh, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, one more time. Yeah, I know it's time to say goodnight.
I mean, I love making music. I'm in a band, as you know, and I love playing the piano and the guitar and one thing or another. And we bought a loop pedal in the band, Jeff, my guitarist.
When did you get that?
So we've had it for a while. So we play Heroes by David Bowie.
Mm.
So there's two guitar parts in that, only one guitarist. So Jeff will loop the first bit of Heroes and then play the guitar riff.
Oh, great.
But God, it's hard to try and get the timing right, because obviously we've got a drummer as well. And if the drummer can't hear the loop going through the guitar amp, then the drummer will very quickly go out of time with what's being looped.
Oh.
You know? So if you're looping everything, it's fine because you can hear
everything.
In a way,
it's easier to loop if you're on your own.
Oh, yeah,
than it is.
Much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's tricky. It works and it's brilliant, but you've got to be bloody good.
But
timing's everything.
Are now obsessed.
Yes.
With getting some kind of loop machine.
Mm. The problem with being in a band is you have to compromise on everything you would like to do because there's five other people. And Noel Gallagher always says you can't have democracy in a band.
Mm.
So he was the band leader of Oasis, and arguably that's why they were good. But if you're in a band where you're all doing it for free, it has to be a democracy. Otherwise, like, why bother, you know? So there's a compromise at every level. What I would love is to be in control of the band. So, like, be a one-man band.
Yes.
And you can do that with looping machines,
yes.
But I've never worked out how to use them. So I am watching and studying this guy.
I mean, Ed Sheeran obviously is another really good example of somebody who did looping really brilliantly. He did a whole album, didn't
he?
Yeah,
pretty
much.
Just
looping. But for dance music, it's amazing because you can just literally take out something, then bring it up again, then have an enormous kind of moment.
Or join in, you know, like you've got drum pads and stuff. All of a sudden you can just join in with a little drum beat.
And then he cuts everything out and he just starts screaming.
Mm.
I want to go and see him really badly. Mm. I would imagine that the energy that he brings to a gig and the way that he dances, it's like he always performs and dances like no one's watching. Always. I've never seen him look or feel self-conscious.
No, no.
He has a freedom to him that to me feels so exciting and liberating.
Mm.
I would give anything to just be able to express myself.
And as
in
a singer, I know you've been a singer in the past as well, is that it's sometimes very difficult just to let go.
Yes.
And sing to your heart's content, like and at full blast.
Mm.
He does that.
And he's just really good.
Oh, I know. But you just think, God, it's so nice to be able to do that. And there's occasions where I felt that within the band, you know, where you let go and it sounds good and you think, wow, you know. But he just seems to be able to do that on tap. And I'm very jealous of that. But I guess if you're in your own...
He does it every day.
Yeah.
He looks like he just does music...
All the time.
All the time. And I think when you know you get... It's a bit like, you know, with presenting and stuff. And like you've done it all your life. And you've taught and you've done like tons of presenting. on telly and stuff, you just get better and better at it, and you get less and less scared of it. And I think that's the thing. If you do it all the time, I reckon, like, you and me are going to retire and we're going to become the Peters and Lee of
I hope
Tunbridge
so.
Wells.
I hope so, yeah. That would do for me. I'm going to be delighted.
Yeah.
There is a website that my son found where you can find out all the equipment that he uses.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Mablin?
Yeah, yeah. So he tells you what he's using. Yeah, I can't remember what it is. It might even be
on here.
Yeah, it might even be on
I'm pretty sure it's in the blurb.
On his page, he just tells you what he uses. Oh, yes, the Boss RC-505. And then he tells you what keyboard you use. So it's nothing particularly expensive or fancy, I don't think. You know, it probably costs you 500 quid for the setup. If you think about what that could produce. But I love watching how he times it in and drops it in and drops it out on his Instagram post.
Did you know that the Boss RC-505 loop station can be operated with the hands and is absolutely perfect for beatboxers, vocalists, club performers and normal people who like to hear the word butthole 13,452 times without actually having to pronounce the whole of it?
You've got to go and check this guy out on Instagram.
On Instagram. He's just Mark Rebelet.
And there's nothing not to like. It's just brilliant, it's hilarious, and it's just screaming talent.
And if you're listening on the Intel app, his Instagram page will be on there now.
And if we ever get round to buying this equipment,
No.
Sorry.
What do you mean, if we
when
ever?
When we get round.
When we get them, we will be.
We'll perform for you.
Yes.
For sure. Now, you inspired me not long ago.
Yeah. Good.
Because you bought an Apple Watch.
Oh, I did,
and we've already reviewed the Apple Watch on this podcast. But I thought, I bought the very first generation Apple Watch. I had it for 3 weeks and I sold it because I thought... It didn't do anything for me. It was pointless. I already had a watch that I really liked. And I thought, well, I can't wear two watches. However, that's what is happening today.
Yeah, both with green straps. I love it.
But what I decided to do...
Yeah.
Was that's Davina getting a strawberry lace out of
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, he put it all in at once.
Yeah.
Very good. I'd bite it a bit at a time like spaghetti, I slowly suck it in. And then another centimetre.
Talk.
It seems like a waste, because you can't talk, so you've got your mouth full. So you bought an Apple Watch and I was slightly jealous because they've moved on a bit. You got the Apple Watch 5, I think, which now does a whole bunch of other things. And it's waterproof. That was a big problem because I'm always washing hair. You know, it now does other things. You know, you control your camera from it and things like that. And messages come up and you can reply to messages on it and emails and one thing or another. And I thought, do I want one? Do I need one? Anyway, I had a Kex voucher. My son had sold some stuff at Kex. We'd reviewed Kex before, by the way, but CEX stands for the Computer Exchange Store. And it's where kids go and trade in their old Xboxes and they can either get money or get a voucher.
It's like the record and tape exchange.
Yeah. So Joel gets the voucher, which then I give him cash for. So I end up with lots of Kex vouchers. So I bought an Apple Watch 3. It was brand new. It was boxed.
It was brand new.
Yeah, it was brand new. It was £130 instead of £199. Didn't come with a strap or anything. I bought the strap on eBay, this little green canvasy strap.
How much was that?
£12.
It's really nice that strap.
Yeah. But the idea, the reason I bought one more than anything is that I want to stop carrying a wallet. I don't want a wallet anymore. I want to let go. I don't use cash hardly ever. But I've got like 12 cards, you know, that I'm carrying around. So there's all credit cards and debit cards and stuff like that. But there's a Nectar card in there and there's my gym card and all of that stuff.
You can't put a Nectar card on your Apple Watch.
Well, what you can is you can put a photograph of a barcode from your Nectar card on
there
and then scan that. Yes.
What?
Yeah, because you just scan a barcode when you go into the... To do the stop and scan
thing. Yes, yes.
You scan the barcode on your next card and put that on there as a photo. All my credit cards are on there. My membership cards are on there. The QR code for me to get in the gym is on there.
Can you do that for me on my watch?
Of course I can, yeah. So I am still carrying a wallet because I'm too nervous at the moment that some way it's not going to work. But basically, if you double-click the button on the side, up comes the wallet and there's my...
Oh.
Credit cards.
My God.
It's got my Nando's card in there. Yes. And
what?
The club membership card as well in there. And then obviously there's an NDF reader in there, whatever it's called.
Oh my God.
So at the moment, I'm trialing this as an option to not carrying a
wallet.
That's
very clever.
So I have my fancy watch on, which I love, and then I do wear a second
watch. So it's a £130 wallet that also tells you the time.
Yes.
And you can play music.
And it's got a GPS in there that can track you walking, running, skipping. It even said to me the other day, are you skipping?
Shut up.
And I said, yeah. And it said, do you want to start a workout? And I said, yes. And then it counts the calories I've used from skipping. The weird thing was, is we went for running on the treadmill the other day.
Yes.
And it tracked me running on the treadmill.
That is weird.
And the kilometres I was running. So I think it's not even using GPS at that point, just the rhythm of my body to know that I'm running.
Mm.
But every time the running machine said, you've done a kilometre, my watch pinged to say, you've run a kilometre. I was thinking, how does it do that, you know? So I have to say, I'm very, very impressed with this watch.
How, because I've often talked about family gangster names, like...
Yep.
What would be your kids' gangster names? So mm-hmm. I would be the Harmonizer because mm-hmm. I harmonize all the time. At the moment, you're Two Watch Michael.
Yeah.
Or Two Watch Mikey.
Yeah,
that
okay.
would be a gangster name. Like Mikey.
Mikey Two hey, Watches, yeah.
Mikey Two Watches.
Yep, I'll go for that.
You know, like what would Joel and Sonny be? Holly would be like the Boffin or something.
Oh, okay.
Kind of quite.
Mm.
Tilly would be...
I could think what my kids would be. Want
to
just
we'll
be
have
the
to
skater.
Think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
The skater.
Yeah, skater Joel.
Yeah, totally.
Skater Joel.
I just like the skater.
See,
have you seen the skater?
The skater. See, I abbreviate everybody. So Joel's JD, Sonny's SD, and I'm MD. That's how we all talk to each other in my house.
Oh.
And I don't say SD, I call SD.
SD.
Yeah. Like a SD, like E-S-T.
Like an Esther,
yeah,
but an Esther.
Esty.
Oh, I like that.
MD. But yes, I am wearing two watches. It was quite funny. We were at dinner the other night with somebody and you said, I've got an Apple Watch, but I've also got a smartwatch. And the guy went, oh, like a Garmin or something. And he went, no, like a smartwatch. And he was totally confused by it. I was like, no, it's just a watch that looks smart.
A posh watch.
Yeah. And I said, I'm wearing a smart suit. And he was like, yeah, what does it do? I thought it was very funny.
He works in tech.
He does. But there's a whole comedy routine in the word smart, isn't there? You're getting smart tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like beaming electrons. So I've got to say, the other thing the Apple Watch does is there's now a memory in it because it can store music in the watch
yes.
and connect to the
yes,
AirPods.
Yes, which is really useful.
And the old ones
I do
didn't
that.
Do that. So I now have like 1,000 songs on here, all my running playlists on here, so I no longer need to take my phone running. And I'd say for
that's nice.
Yeah, it is because the phone's a lumpy old thing.
Mm.
So for £130 from the CEX computer exchange store, I would say it was definitely worth it. And I'm really reaping the benefits from the Apple Watch.
Because the actual Apple Watch now is a lot more expensive than that. I mean, the new ones,
yeah,
they're outrageous.
On the Apple
they're
Store.
They're like 600 quid or something.
On the Apple Store, there's an Apple Watch 6 you can get, or the Apple Watch 3. The 4 and 5, they seem to have stopped.
Oh.
I don't know why. So this is a 3, which does plenty for me. The Apple Watch 6, I think, probably has a SIM card in it or something like that. But it's a lot more expensive. £199 on the Apple Store. But I would just get one secondhand.
Yeah.
I buy loads of stuff secondhand.
Yeah.
So Apple Watch, great. So yesterday we watched two films.
Yes.
Should we do that?
Yes. And can we just talk about when was the last time that you watched two films in a day?
I don't know. I must have been like 17 or something like that.
It was so amazing and luxurious.
Yeah.
And lazy.
We both virtually had the day off.
Yeah.
We got a Deliveroo. And watched two movies, and it was outrageous.
It was great.
Both movies had Hugh Jackman in them.
Yes, who we love.
Yeah, I mean, he's brilliant, isn't he?
And I was just telling Michael yesterday that I interviewed him a long, long time ago. I was doing a TV programme called Good Stuff, which was sort of like a culture show, but for the London area, for Greater London. And he was in Oklahoma singing and dancing. This was sort of before he was an enormous film star. And he was the nicest man. Mm. Like, you would know how nice he was. And I was talking about how nice he was, and then Michael said, but have you seen a scene where he gets so angry? And I was like, no. And he said, oh, it's on Instagram, and everybody was terrified. Tell the story.
Yeah,
what did they say?
He's shooting this film called The Prisoners, which you might have seen or might not have seen, but it's on Netflix at the moment. I'll just give you
the blurb.
So I've just touched my computer and it's been unlocked by my Apple Watch because I'm wearing the Apple Watch and it's near the computer.
But
it
I'm
realizes,
not using my Apple Watch properly. You need to help me.
So I don't have to put my password in when it knows it's my wrist that's doing that. That's quite good, isn't it?
Very good.
So Prisoners, it's a film from 2013. It's a long one. It's 2 hours and 33 minutes. But you know my rules. If it's over 2 hours, it's got a rate over 7 on IMDb. This rate's at 8.1. And it's Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal?
I think Gyllenhaal.
I think it's Gyllenhaal.
Where are your sisters?
I can't find them.
Anna? Joy?
Wait, I checked the entire house. They're not here.
Dad, there was this RV and they were playing on it. We thought there was someone inside.
You wait here. Let me go.
I couldn't find them!
Detective Loki.
Do you have children, Detective?
I'm going to find your daughter.
But do you know what? It didn't feel like 2.5
didn't,
hours.
Did it? There's enough in
I
it.
I was on the edge of my seat for the entire film.
So there's a couple of families in this small American town. They've got two daughters, and the two daughters, who are about 9 years old, go for a walk back to the other house, which is only 50 yards away, and they disappear. So they get abducted. And Hugh Jackman's one of the dads. He's one of these dads who's always hoarding for
Armageddon,
yeah. So his basement's full of all sorts of food and supplies and stuff like that.
Plus, kind of quite a few people in America are like that.
Yes.
The end of days.
Mm.
Very religious.
He obviously goes slightly mad. Anyway, there's a slightly weird fella who's got an RV.
Don't give away too much.
I won't give away too much because it's in the opening scene, right? Somebody complained this week. I can't find their message because I was going to read it out, but they said, Michael, stop giving away too much. Anyway.
Yeah.
The RV is a suspect, if you like, in abducting the two girls. Anyway, he gets released and they decide to kidnap him. And
giving away too much? Yes, definitely.
Okay. But there's a bit where Hugh Jackman is so angry. He's trying to find his daughter and he thinks the person in question has got his daughter. And he's holding her hammer. And there's just this amazing scene. If you go onto it, there's an Instagram site called cinema.magic. And it's all these behind-the-scenes
things. Worth a follow.
It's definitely worth it. If you like movies at all, cinema.magic is brilliant.
Always sending me clips from that, and it's so good.
There's some great behind-the-scenes stuff from The Wolf of Wall Street as well on there.
Oh.
It's just fantastic. And you see the cameraman moving the way through this room with Leonardo DiCaprio doing this big speech. It's fantastic. Anyway, there's a bit with Hugh Jackman, and the director says to Hugh Jackman, okay, we've shot that three times, but we'll do one last take, and I want you to go completely nuts. And Hugh Jackman obviously just releases the beast, and he's smashing this sink with this hammer, screaming, where's my daughter? And as the viewer, you're just like, oh my God,
it's
so intense.
So powerful in it.
Yeah, it's outrageous,
isn't
it?
So scary.
Mm.
And you would imagine, like, it would be very, very hard to drum up that kind of anger. Thinking about the man that I met being so lovely, that to try and find that fury in yourself, it is great to watch. Anyway, I really enjoyed it. I would highly, highly recommend it. It's a 15.
And it's got lots of great twists and turns in it. You're
and
never
great
quite
acting.
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody is amazing in it.
And you think you've worked it out, and then you haven't worked it out, and then the
so
penny drops.
Many twists.
And all sorts. Yeah, yeah. And the final scene is like, what?
And how it ends. What? Yeah. Whoa. Very, 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 very good.
So that was the second one we watched.
Yeah.
But the first one we watched, what did you think of that?
Can't remember what it was.
Oh, The Prestige.
Oh, The Prestige. It was really, really good.
Yeah. So this is a Christopher Nolan film.
Really good.
A real magician tries to invent something new.
Go
on. Something that other magicians will scratch their heads over.
I suppose you have such a trick.
Actually, I do. It's the one they're going to remember me for.
What happened?
It was the greatest magic trick I've ever seen.
And I've got to say, because obviously I haven't even seen Tenet.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I haven't seen Tenet is because so many people were slightly underwhelmed by it.
Mm.
There is no doubt that it is a brilliantly executed film, that the acting in it is very good, but the storyline is so twisted that it is extremely hard to follow. So I haven't wanted to see it. This was just on the right side of twisted. It was layer upon layer upon layer of complicated. I just didn't know what was going on. And in classic Christopher Nolan style, stuff was happening at the beginning of the movie. You didn't understand why.
Mm.
And then later on you go, oh, that's why that was happening. So I think as a story, It was brilliant. But every time, because you didn't tell me anything about this movie, so it was nice. It was a complete mystery for me. And every time there was a new actor walk on the screen, I was like, well, it opened with Michael Caine. I was like, what? Michael Caine. It was just such a ridiculous list of actors. I'm almost tempted to not tell everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well,
how many people are in there?
Let's not.
Because they should just watch it and be amazed. What I think is quite interesting about this movie, I would not have chosen to watch it.
Yes.
Because it's kind of set in an era where I'm not that bothered about...
It's like Victorian London, isn't
Victoriana.
It?
Victoriana.
Yeah.
But it is definitely worth a watch.
Just to read you a bit of the blurb, it says, after a tragic accident, two stage magicians engage in a battle to create the ultimate illusion while sacrificing everything they have to outwit each other.
That's a really good bit of blurb.
It is a good
absolutely
bit of blurb,
nails it.
Don't worry if you don't really like magic or magicians and all of that stuff.
No, it's not about that.
It's just really good. And Christopher Nolan's obviously very well known for messing around with the timeline. Mm. So the timeline jumps around a little bit. So there are bits in the film where they've both got a journal, but you've no idea how they've got these journals. Mm. And as the story progresses, it
but
starts to
But what was quite funny, you and me, like I kept saying to you, but how did he get the journal? And then just after I'd said it, something would happen where we'd learn how he'd got the journal.
Yeah.
I was thinking, but how did he afford to do that? And then we find out, oh, that's how he afforded it. It's really, really good.
It's great. It rates 8.5 on IMDb.
8.5?
2 hours, 10 minutes. I watched this when it came out back in 2006, and I hadn't seen it since. And I had forgotten a lot of it. So, you know, when these amazing film stars appear, I was like, God, I'd forgotten about that. And I'd forgotten about this. And then as the story twists and turns at the end, I was like, oh, God, yeah, I'd forgotten. It was so good to relive it.
But it came out in 2006. And what's really weird is we watched Prisoners. And that was in 2013. And Hugh Jackman looks exactly the same. That man does not age.
No.
At all. Think about him in Wolverine now.
Yes.
He looks amazing.
He looks amazing. I know. He's got a body just like mine as well.
Just like yours. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd highly recommend this. I think The Prestige, we had to buy that on Amazon Prime, if I remember, at $3.49. And Prisoners is on Netflix. If you've already got it, obviously it's a freebie. Both utterly superb. I couldn't recommend them enough.
Right, next.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you about Elleboul. I'm talking to you about Elleboul because it's coming up to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people are always kind of looking for inspiration.
Yeah.
And it's not a cheap gift, knowing me.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gonna break the bank for someone really special.
Great.
So she is a jeweler and she is a young woman. She works on her own. She does bespoke jewellery, but she's also got some things that she sells in the shop. I mean, it's bespoke because she can personalise everything she does. But she's got some really, really cool signet rings in her shop. So she's got the round signet rings, or she's got a square signet ring, very modern shapes. The square signet ring's got some sort of steps around the side. If you've got a teenage daughter or son, it's like a really cool, interesting... I love signet rings as being something that you can pass down to your family.
Yes.
But when you think about the possibilities of all the different things that you can put on a signet ring, you could engrave anything, like anything really funny, anything kind of that's completely personable to them. I loved her in particular because she had a signet ring, and the first signet ring in her shop had a pair of boobs on it. Like just kind of quite naive art, comedy kind of boobs.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh, wow, that's amazing. And that was £195, but a plain signet ring is £100.
Okay.
Or I think a rectangular one was £110. Mm-hmm. Quid. And then she would charge you to do the engraving on top. I mean, if you want to go the extra mile, She can also use precious metals and precious stones like opals. I love opals, emeralds, diamonds. I mean, literally do anything. Black diamonds. And they're all very kind of really cool modern designs. I just feel like she's different from other people. And I always really love championing new, young, kind of creative, as you call them, like...
Talent. Artisans.
That's what I want to say.
Okay, good.
And so Ellable.com, and she's also on Instagram as Ellable, so you can see lots of her jewellery on there, but she's really good.
Well, fantastic. That's great. You did show me that little signet ring.
It's very funny.
What's nice, because obviously you can have a comedy bit of jewellery, but when it's a real bit of jewellery that's just got some humour thrown into it, it's just really something cool. really nice, isn't it? I know. Okay, well, to bump along on that Christmas theme.
Yes.
When we did a post recently and I complained that I'm always wearing the same jumper.
Yes.
A girl who I used to work with called Vicky McPhail was a PR, beauty PR I used to work with when I did lots of hair work for a particular company. Anyway, she said, you definitely need a new jumper. I'm going to send you one. I was like, all right, great. Lots of people offered to send me jumpers, weirdly, after that. So I was delighted about that. So she sent us some jumpers.
Shall I go grab them?
Yeah, go and grab them, yes. So they're from a company called Smith Web. So on Instagram, they're at Smith_Web. And there is various things written on these jumpers.
Are they a new small business?
Yeah, so...
Is it Vicky's business?
It's not Vicky's business. I assume she's doing some PR for them. But that's a nice little vest, isn't it?
So on the front, it says, Happy Human... and on the back it says Sophie Ward times Smith and Webb. So Sophie Ward must be doing the artist, I don't know.
Yeah. It says here, MD, thought you would appreciate a new jumper. It's by Smith and Webb, or Smith Webb. The proceeds go into all mental health charities.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
thought you might like. So I've thrown in a T-shirt and a jumper for Davina too.
Oh, my God. Nothing but kindness on the front. Feel the inside.
Ooh, wow. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is so cozy.
Yeah.
That is so soft.
Oh, great. Well, you can have that one. And the other one, this blue one here, just says, I think it says, be kind on it.
Basically, the message is, let's be nice to each other.
Nice, yes.
Which I think, you know, in view of... all of the cruelty that goes on online. It's a very important message. They're very nice.
Yeah, they. Oh, that's nice.
And you know the other thing that is, that's a T-shirt. Michael's holding up a T-shirt and on the front it says, it's got two fists next to each other and it says kindness across the knuckles of the fists.
Yeah, that's good,
isn't it? It's strong. It's very nice, but feel the quality.
Yeah, lovely.
The quality is very nice.
Be kind is at the heart of every Smith Web product sold. The brand's mission is to raise awareness of mental health by spreading a strong, positive message, whilst proudly donating to mental health charities and a variety of other incredible organisations that do amazing work both abroad and here in the UK. So thank you very much, Vicky, for these. We'll post the pictures of these on the Entail app, if you're listening via the Entail app. I mean, I did specifically say when my message back to Vicky, if you're going to send me a jumper, remember how small I am.
She didn't.
Their jumpers are mediums, but if I don't wear them, my son's already nicked one of the T-shirts, but I thought that was great.
They're very, very nice. I mean, I think what's really nice is it's very good quality. Do we know how much they cost?
No, we don't actually, so we should have a little look.
What are they on Insta?
At Smith_Web. And on Facebook at Smith Web UK, double B on the web. But yeah, very nice, lovely quality. But I've noticed you've washed my green jumper.
Yeah.
And you've tumble dried it, which is...
Oh, is that bad?
It could have shrunk somewhat, but...
it hasn't.
I'm looking forward to it because it was getting a bit saggy anyway.
Oh dear, sorry.
I do love that green jumper. It does wonders for my eyes.
So £5 from every sale goes to Mind.
Oh, great.
Which is marvellous. And the red one's nice. Mm. They are just made out of really, really, really nice material.
A good Christmas present, I would have thought,
very
for people
Christmas
as well.
Very good Christmas present.
So,
and they do pyjamas, T-shirts. Very good.
So really thanks, like Vicky. Anything else from you?
Yes, I want to talk about something. So, you love this boiler suit that I'm wearing.
I do, yeah. It's very The Who.
So, The Who? No,
I'm joking.
Oh,
okay.
It's
great.
A joke.
Yeah, I missed it, you know.
So, this is from Minimus. M-I-N-I-M-U-S. Online, they are called houseofminimus.com. And it was started by a woman called Ree Lennon-Smith. And I love reading the blurb. I always look, whenever I look to buy something or I go online, I always go to the about section.
Yes.
I want to know, how passionate are you as a brand about your product? And why have you made it? You know, what's the story behind it? Tell me your passion. Anyway, what I loved about her, she talked about her own life and how, as a child, she wore boiler suits. Like, she grew up.
Okay.
She was a child of the 70s and 80s. And just like me, she just grew up in boiler suits, jumpsuits, dungarees. You know, that was the thing. Kiki D.
Yes. Of course, yeah.
And so...
I remember my mum in boiler suits quite clearly.
Yeah,
well.
I mean, yeah. I just... and there's something familiar about them, you know, you like, they just feel really comfortable. Anyway, that's all they do is boiler suits of varying shapes and sizes. They do some for ladies with the tie waist. They do some, this is the thicker one, the quite thick, crunchy denim one.
Yeah, yeah.
This is built to last, this boiler suit. I mean, it's a really good quality denim, very thick, very, it's going to last for ages. I've got the quite masculine boiler suit. I don't really like the tie waist ones, but it depends what fits you. Everybody's body shape fits something different. I got the white one. But I've got to say, Minimus sent me a thing saying that they would like to gift me a boiler suit. And they're friends of Angie's, my stylist. And so I was like, okay, amazing. I'd love to see it. But as everybody knows on this podcast, we do not recommend things. So if you send us something and we don't talk about it, it's not, it's because it didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
I mean, we're brutal.
Exactly.
We are brutal. And so I wouldn't talk about it unless I absolutely loved it. And I have lived in it and it's white and I have to wash it a lot.
Yes. I can see it getting grubbier.
What?
It's getting slightly grubby. You've had it on 2 or 3 days now.
2 days.
2 days, yeah.
Okay.
I like it grubby though, you know.
And they,
all you need is a paintbrush and a paint tin.
I like it grubby. I'm on changing rooms soon.
That'll
be exactly what I'll have.
Absolute dungarees and boiler
suits. I might just wear these on the show.
God, it'd be so cool. Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I should wear boiler suits on that TV.
Yeah, or dungarees, you know.
Boiler suits and dungarees.
You need
I'm going to say to them.
And you need Chippy's pencil in
Chippy's
your top,
pencil
yeah,
out
in
the top pocket.
Yeah.
The other thing that I really want to quickly say about Minimus is that, well, firstly, they're made from organic cotton. And they do a lightweight one as well. So this is the heavyweight and they do a lightweight version. They also do them for men. But the other thing I love is they do little ones for kids.
Oh,
so mum and daughter, father, son, you could all wear the same jumpsuit.
I wonder what a big kids is, because maybe that'll fit me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
Oh, I'll have a look. Because the adults one only start in, what did you say, 30. I am a 28. I'm like Mick Jagger around the waist.
I think you would be the biggest kid then.
I might be the biggest child, yeah.
Okay, we're on that. But the other thing I really wanted to talk about, because I know that you love this, they make amazing badges.
The patches or badges?
Patches.
Oh my God, I love a patch.
Oh God, they're so good.
Are they?
Yes. Do you want me to find it for you?
Yes, please.
So they are iron-on. But look at them, they're great. So there's Wild Wolf badge, Fierce Cobra badge, Bright Hummingbird badge. Look at the size of the large ones, they're amazing.
Mm.
So I've seen you do amazing things by personalising clothes that would normally be, you know, kind of run-of-the-mill, everybody's got them.
Yeah.
Like you've got your lightweight puffer jacket.
Yes.
The blue one
that
you wear like every winter, but you've made it look really cool with a badge.
Yes, I put one like a 1950s.
It's so good.
Like a baseball
look at that original octopus. Really? Love it. Look at that, the large iron-on.
Oh, they're really big. Yeah.
Bright hummingbird. Large iron-on embroidered badge wolf.
Oh, Sonny's going to love these.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the website called? House of...
Houseofminimus.com. So you can have kids, adults, men and women, and they support Heads Together. They're trying to raise £5,000 for Heads Together through the sales of their clothing. So
what is Heads
Together? Another mental health charity.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. God, that's coincidence then,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to talk about these non-alcoholic cocktail
drinks we've been yes. seeing.
So I had a meeting with a guy this week, and his name was Guy. And one of the businesses he runs, he was a businessman, was this thing called Liars. And it's they're non-alcoholic spirits, basically. Now, we're always looking for grown-up non-alcoholic drinks. One, because you don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And two, drinking Diet Coke all night gets a bit...
It gets a bit boring.
And it feels... You start to feel a bit like a child buying fizzy drinks all night, don't you?
It's and it gets
weird.
Sickly.
I totally agree. And also, on top of that, is that... I like drinking when I know I can have a proper drink.
Yes.
But the idea of drinking alcohol when I know I've got work the following day and stuff like that is completely out of bounds for me. Even one or two drinks will make me feel pretty groggy the following day.
Oh, really?
But I do like, if I'm cooking or something, I think, oh, I'll have a gin and tonic. And then I think, do you know what? I won't have a gin and tonic because it'll probably just make me feel a bit groggy tomorrow. So then I end up having a Coke or something, you know. I do drink alcohol, but I would like a non-alcoholic drink that tastes like alcohol. Anyway, Guy sent me six of these drinks. So the company's called Liars, which is spelled L-Y-R-E apostrophe S. And there's liars.co.uk is the website. And I'll just read you a little bit of the blurb before we go into tasting them. But every Liar's spirit looks, tastes and sachets around the palate just like the original. And yet the absence of the giggle juice enables... revelers to remain clear-headed, of good cheer and fine fettle in pursuit of whatever tickles their fancy the following day. Liars, the range of non-alcoholic classic spirits, the finest range of non-alcoholic classic spirits the world has ever seen, possibly.
Now, can I quickly talk to you about something?
Yes.
There's so many things I want to talk to you about, but first off, I want to say how funny it is that it's called Liars, because I bet you, because I'm trying to find the name for a brand at the moment.
Mm.
And it is the hardest thing I've ever done, because you want to find the .com. And they were probably thinking, what can we call a fake alcoholic drink that tastes like the real thing?
Mm.
It's Liars.
Liars,
right?
Yeah, it's a lie.
But it sounds like it's, because it's spelled L-Y-R-E-S, it sounds like it's a family name.
Yeah.
Like... you know, Hendrix or something like that, Liars Gin.
I haven't found out why it's called Liars,
but possibly that could be, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So firstly that. The other thing is, how many of these drinks are actually sold out on the website?
Oh, the website, there's tons of them
sold out.
Oh my
God, that's crazy. It's gone mad.
It is. It's quite bizarre, I think. Well, Seedlip, for a start, is one of those businesses that taken off. The amount of non-alcoholic spirits that are on the market now is...
Because Seedlip's been my favourite,
yes.
If I'm honest.
Mm.
But I think this is actually quite different from Seedlip, because what they are trying to achieve is to mimic the actual drink itself.
Yeah.
So when it says amaretti,
yes,
it is trying to taste like...
Amaretto.
Yeah.
And there's an American malt, there's a London dry spirit, which is obviously supposed to be gin, a dark cane spirit... Italian spritz, which I'm guessing is like, what's that orange drink called?
Campari?
Yeah, probably, but...
Oh, God!
People will be screaming this down their phones now. There's something spritz,
Aperol
spritz.
Oh, yes! God, that was like a good poo.
So
Jesus Christ.
Italian spritz. And then there's another one called Italian orange, which I guess might be a bit...
I tried that.
Control, yes. So we've had a little sample of these. Mm. I have to say the gin and tonic one was really good. And I thought, I would definitely drink this making dinner or mooching about, knowing that there's no booze in it. But what it says on the website is, it says, with Liars, it's up to you. You can replace some of the alcohol in your drink to make it low alcohol. So you can do half gin, half Liars.
Oh, God, that's
clever.
Yeah, that's
quite good, isn't it? Yeah.
And it wouldn't taste any different.
I mean, I don't think so.
Oh, my God, that's really clever.
So this isn't for people who are necessarily recovering addicts or
no,
people who don't drink alcohol.
I would say, personally speaking, as a recovering addict, I would definitely not drink this.
Mm-hmm.
Only because it slightly triggers me.
Yes.
Because I tasted it and it tasted too like booze.
Yeah. But what's I think what's good about it is it's definitely not for you. It's suggesting it for people who do drink.
Yes.
Who just want to pace themselves.
Or who are driving.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't want to drink at all. And for kids to feel, you know, like they could have something that looks and tastes like booze. Because I always think those are the ones that really, really must be super duper careful.
Yeah.
With drink driving and stuff.
I would definitely have a drink of this tonight and watch a bit of TV or something
that.
Good. And I'm really quite enjoying the idea of
it's
enjoying
quite a game changer, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. So it says, we craft our spirits to taste just like the classics they pay homage to. We source the finest all-natural essence extracts and distillates. Distillates from four corners of the globe. So go on their website and have a look. They've won awards and all sorts of things, but there's recipes for cocktails on there. Essentially, they're saying you could make any cocktail in the world with these and it'd be non-alcoholic, but taste pretty much like the real thing.
It's very clever.
That's good, isn't it? And it looks nice. The bottles are lovely
shape. Bottles are lovely. They would look extremely nice on a drinks trolley.
Yeah, in a drinks trolley at home or something like that. Yeah, yeah. So thanks, Guy, for sending me them. I'm delighted. They will be on my drinks trolley.
Yeah, they're very, very nice.
To taste them, by the way, we've just mixed them with normal Fever Tree tonic. We haven't tried them with, ginger ale or all the other bits and pieces. You could try them with soda water or Coke or whatever, because I just wanted to try and taste them with one single mixer. But I'm sure you can mix them with all sorts of things. Very delighted with them.
I've got someone to talk about who I'm a bit nervous about talking about him because I'm not sure that all our listeners will appreciate it. But I do know that any listener who, like me, has any teenage children and via the teenage children knows anything about Vines, TikTok, you know, all of the kind of crazes that happen on these social media platforms, the different types of things that other people do. This is a comedian who takes the mickey out of people on social media. So if you're not au fait with kind of different varieties of social media, you might not think he's that funny, but he makes me weep with laughter. But that's really largely thanks to my children because they've kept me kind of... I've been kept relevant by them. He's called Casey Fry, and his name is actually spelled Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, and then F-R-E-Y, but it's pronounced Fry. And he was Viner of the Year, the last year that Vine was up.
Really? Is Vine not up anymore? I don't know if you know what Vine is.
So Vine was the 7-second clip.
Okay.
It was the cleverest platform because you only had 7 seconds to do a Vine, but you had to be funny in 7 seconds.
Mm.
It was the cleverest thing. And then for some reason, it just shut down, which was very sad. And he's also obviously on lots of other kind of all the relevant ones now. So YouTube, TikTok, Insta. And what he does is he kind of does spoof videos of the kind of cool videos that other people think they're being really cool in. So say, for example, there was one on TikTok. Do you look at TikTok very often?
No.
Okay, so my girls...
I get it.
My girls show me TikTok all the time.
Yeah.
And there are things, you know, you are TikTok famous for certain things, and there are things that certain kids... now who's taking the strawberry laces?
Yeah, but I'm going to show you how to eat it properly.
I feel like that's flirting. You're sort of like flirting with me by seductively sort of sucking on a leg. But listen to the noise that's coming out of your mouth.
Okay,
it's
one more bite. We'll
just put it all in.
I can't. It's too much.
Never too much. So on TikTok, there is a classic thing now where men have learnt their seductive power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they feel that they can also, you know how women on Instagram, they're in bikinis, they are pulling the look, they're sticking their bums out, their boobs, they've done their lips in a certain way, you've got filters. Well, on TikTok, I feel like men are discovering their power and sort of doing this flirty thing. But young guys, not older guys. But so you've got teenagers, males, flirting, with the camera to be sexy to women. So when it all started, my girls would come up to me and go, oh my God, look at this guy, look at this guy. But he'd be literally looking at the camera, licking his lips, laughing, then looking a bit shy, then looking to the camera, all the things that girls kind of go nuts for. And I'd think, oh my God, what is going on? Anyway, Casey Fry takes the piss out of those guys so brilliantly. There's one that he did where he did a post, I think it was on Instagram. It got viewed 6 million times.
Wow.
He is hilarious, but he is the guy that no one's ever heard of.
Mm.
So Casey Fry.
You put me onto him about a year ago. I always thoroughly enjoy him when he turns up on Insta. And I think, well, what's he going to do today?
Oh, God. And
he's another one that's often topless.
Often topless. But what I love about him, he's often topless, but not because he's got the most amazing body. He's got a normal body, but he's
amazing dancer.
He's an amazing dancer. So he's really good at dancing, and he is very, very funny. He never does interviews, ever.
Okay.
I went online. I couldn't find a Wikipedia page on him.
Really?
He's extremely quiet. He does these absolutely nuts little sketches on Instagram that make me howl. That's where I access him from. He's just Casey Fry on Instagram. And I really, really love him. The one I particularly loved as well is he does these audition things where he pretends he's auditioning and he psychs himself into the part that he's got to play. And then he's kind of good in parts, but then a little bit shit, which makes him even funnier. And then the other one that I loved, and this is, again, thanks to my children. So Logic is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Logic is known for rapping very, 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 very fast. And Casey Fry does this thing where he's in his bedroom and he's always filming in, I mean, I don't even know how old do you think he is?
28.
I was going to say 28. Yeah. He is a big kid adult.
Yes.
I mean, he's always filming in, it looks like he's a student and he's lived on his own forever.
Yeah, there's nothing, I mean, he must make a lot of money.
He must make a lot of money, but it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, he lives in some
digs. And his bed is always unmade behind him. He's in some digs somewhere. And there's one really funny one where he is trying to kind of imitate Logic.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this thing where he looks like he's psyching himself up. And he's kind of looking at the camera. He's like really trying to psych himself up. And then he goes, 5 bars, 10 seconds, something like that.
Right.
And then he starts doing this rap. But he's just not... He goes, Fremina, Hemina, Hemina, Fremina, all men are friends. Like, he just isn't saying anything. And when I'm feeling sad, I either go and watch The Lady Dancing, which I've shown 1,000 times, or that
Casey Fry. Well, very good. Go and follow him or just have a look through his account.
Yeah.
But he's, I was a body popper and a break dancer for a long time, and he does a lot of body popping, I've noticed. And he's so good at it.
Yeah.
And there are certain clothes you can wear that emphasise pop, you know, if you're doing a body wave or the arm wave or any of those things. So there's certain jumpers and materials that help you. But he does them topless sometimes and they still happen. And that's a real sign that you're brilliant at it, is that you can create the illusion that your bones are bending, you know.
Mm.
He seems to do that and it's like, Jesus, that's so good, you know. It's a real skill. So, yeah, he's great.
Something for everyone on that.
That absolutely is. Before we do some shout-outs, I just want to cover off one thing. We talked about Rod Stewart last week.
Yes.
So after that, we had a lot of messages from people saying, oh, my God, I love that Rod Stewart thing with Dermot O'Leary.
Mm.
I ended up going down a Rod Stewart wormhole.
Mm.
And there was a song that he put out years ago. I can't remember exactly when, but I think it's in the 70s. And it's called The Killing of Georgie. And it's one of these songs that's completely overlooked for Rod Stewart. You know, obviously there's Maggie May and Do You Think I'm Sexy and Sailing and all the rest of it. But there's this song, it's always been a favourite of mine since probably I was 16 or 17. Me and my mate Giff bought the Best of Rod Stewart and used to listen to it all the time. Giff, yeah, he read text me this week, he said, I love it when I get a shout out.
Hi, Giff.
You've got another shout out, Giff. But, and I always remember it's called The Killing of Georgie, Part 1 and Part 2. And it's a kind of poem, really. It tells you this story.
And is it a true story?
I think it's a true story. I was just having a little scander through there. I'm not entirely sure. It feels like a true story, but it's about a young kid called Georgie who comes out to his parents as gay, which in the 70s would have been a big deal. And I think it's that being kind of acceptable.
Mm.
And his mum and dad reject him, really. You know, there's a great line in it says where his dad says, How can my son not be straight after all I've said and done for him? Anyway, he leaves his hometown and he goes to New York. And there's a story about going to New York on the Greyhound bus, cast out by the ones he loved, a victim of these gay days, it seems. And then he finds himself in New York on Broadway, going to the plays and becomes the toast of the Great White Wake, it's called, meaning that he's become this kind of king gay of New York. And he's celebrated and obviously loving his life and having a fantastic time. Anyway, he leaves a Broadway show and he finds himself down some kind of back alley and he gets stabbed to death by a gang of people wearing leather jackets. And that's Georgie part one, really. And then Georgie part two is this kind of never-ending chorus of Rod Stewart saying, please don't go, you know, like survive or live, you know.
No.
But it's just a really good story and it's a really good song. And I think a lot of people have an idea, I think, of Rod Stewart wearing kind of silly leotards and prancing around and everything. But it's one song, I think, that really does capture and represent some of the skill and talent he had as a songwriter and as a singer. But also brave enough to tell that story as a single and put it out in America in the 70s. And there's a bit here on this website that just says about... you know, the record company saying, I don't think you should put it out. And he says, stuff them, I don't care what they want or don't want. He says, stuff them. It's one of the songs I'm most proudest of. And it went out and was quite a big hit for him here in the UK and in America and in Canada.
Wow.
But it's one of those ones that not many people have heard of, but it's called The Killing of Georgie. You'll find it on Apple Music or... but it's a bit Springsteen-esque in its sense that it has no chorus.
Oh, I'm going to go and
listen
to it.
It's just a meandering story. But it's really great, especially if you know anybody gay or you were brought up in the 80s and you remember just how difficult it must have been for people. But for the likes of him and Elton John, Freddie Mercury and David Bowie and all these kind of people that were embracing that
gay
kind of
culture.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just a brilliant thing to do. So go and have a listen to that. It's my little song recommendation for this week. Okay, a few shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
I'm going to have to get my iPad.
Are you going to look in the general part of the...
I'm going to go to the general part. Where
and
I
then
keep,
are you going to move them?
And then I'm going to move them to the primary part. Yeah, you know, just in case you forget that that's the technique I use for people's messages. The sad thing is that I sometimes forget to swipe them back. Okay, Instagram, where are you? Let's have a little look here. Making the cut.
I love the way you say cut.
Cut. There's no T in cut. Sarah Hennessy. Oh, yes. So Sarah Hennessy's recommended Accidental Partridge on Twitter.
What? Are you not following that?
I've never heard of Accidental Partridge, but I think I'm going to love it. I am assuming it's based on Alan Partridge, but it says you can even get merch. Linton Travel Tavern merch. You bought me a hand towel.
I did.
For my birthday from the Linton Travel Tavern.
I did.
That's in my bathroom.
Did you like
always.
It?
I absolutely love it, yes. So that was good. We've been, someone's trying to send us more clothing.
Oh my God,
Clutch
that's
clothing.
So funny.
This is a hoodie. So just listen to this week's podcast. I'd really like to send you both one of our beautiful personalised organic cotton fair wear hoodies or sweatshirts. Yellow for Davina, obviously.
Obviously.
You look good in yellow, but look at the green jumper for me.
That green jumper's lovely.
Yeah, no.
So it's not just hoodies.
No, hoodies and sweatshirts, it says.
Clutch clothing.
Clutch. Yeah, don't know. Good though, isn't it? I'll send you the address, Coach.
So hang on, Kutch Clothing is about KUTCH clothing.
And
we will give them a shout out when we get
some nice things there.
Very nice.
Katie Wotton, I have just seen that they have started filming the morning show season 2. Thank you, Katie Wotton, for telling us that.
Oh, that is really
news.
Good news.
We are delighted. The
Thank
morning
you.
Show was great, wasn't it?
So good.
And then another documentary recommends, the second is The Father, Soldier and Son. It's one of the most heartbreaking, terrifying and disturbing documentaries I've ever seen.
Oh.
7.3 on IMDb, 99 minutes
long. Oh.
Both programmes stayed with me a long time after I watched them. Hard-hitting.
Yeah.
I hope you give them a try. I love the podcast. I tune in every week from
in
my
China.
Home in China.
Wow.
Thanks, Catherine Edwards. That's great. And Pip Marsh, I think, sent something the other day, which is Love Life, which is a TV series, comedy romance. Anna Kendrick stars
that sounds
in a fresh
so
take.
Up my street.
Yeah, a romantic comedy anthology series about the journey from first love to lasting love. 7.5 on IMDb. Thank
What's
you very
on?
Much. Doesn't say. So Love Life, we'll have to check that out, see where it's on, but I assume they're both on the iPlayer.
iPlayer. Great.
And respectively, 7.5 and 7.8 on IMDb. Both brilliant. One's called Better Things.
Yeah.
And one's called...
Love Life.
Love Life. Thanks, everybody, very much.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed that this week, ladies and gents. It's been very nice.
It's been lovely.
Shall I take a picture of you in that boiler suit?
Yeah.
It looks good.
Thanks.
Everything else you'll find on the Entail app. So please download the Entail app and listen to this podcast there, because that's where all the action is. There'll be pictures of liars. There'll be the Be Kind jumpers from Smith Webb and any other bits and pieces. But go and listen to Rod Stewart, The Killing of Georgie.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.